Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
We got our guy.
Who's your guy?
Uno.
So that was Caleb Williams talking about their guy, and then he was asked by one of the staffers there, who's your guy? Uno, his guy. That's Caleb Williams participating in Who's Your Guy?
Yeah,
asked and answered. So before we get to Caleb Williams, why don't we say, I said, Caleb, who's your guy? She said, who's your guy? And he said, Uno. Uno is Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
6'3", 212 pounds. Strengths.
I am a flush with cash.
He is now. Good size athlete with desirable measurables. Coordinated pass catcher and snatches cleanly. Very low drop rate past two seasons. Plays exceptionally well through contact. Uses his length to make full extension grabs and his frame to box out to win contested balls. I love this one. Tracks the deep ball like Ken Griffey Jr. patrolling center field.
Pre-injury, I hope.
Obviously.
Okay.
Route running showcases his light feet and body twitch, gliding speed, and toggles his acceleration to stack corners or create late separation. Competes with physicality before and after the catch. Multifaceted and can be a vertical threat, but also a red zone weapon. His track training and conditioning is clear on the football field. Just three career punt returns, but he returned an 83-yard touchdown in 2023. Smart, respected voice in the locker room, and voted a team captain by his teammates for his final season. Will play through pain. Suffered a broken rib and punctured lung, recovering on onside kick in September, but didn't miss any time. That's amazing. You can't breathe. He looked up all of Washington's receiving records after he enrolled and met several of his lofty goals, including breaking Reggie Williams' single-season record for receiving yards. Weaknesses.
He goes, you mean apples? I said, no, I mean applesauce. Is it apple juice? I said, no, applesauce. He said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Rome Odunze has no weaknesses. No, I'm kidding. Needs to continue expanding his route tree. Average suddenness in short areas and change of direction can occasionally make the first man miss, but his elusiveness is mediocre by NFL standards. Handle press well when he saw it, but jam technique needs continued development. Fumbled twice in 2023. Perimeter run blocking is very up and down and needs more consistency. Just 60 career snaps on special teams coverage. He ain't doing special teams. In summary, overall, Odunze is an above-average height, weight, speed athlete with the pass-catching instincts and competitive focus to be a playmaking NFL receiver. He projects as a true X receiver and has the skill level to elevate his quarterback's play, stylistically similar to Drake London. The grade is first round, number 6 overall. That is your guy, Rome Odunze.
Draft. We got our guy.
Draft coverage on The Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Your guy also at number one is Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC, 6'1", 214. I want to add something that was outside of the strengths and weaknesses that probably wasn't read before. It's the final graph of what is referred to as the background section. He was one of the highest NIL earners in college football, with double-digit deals, including Beats by Dre, Mercedes, Neutrogena, PlayStation, and Tops. Williams started his own charity, the Caleb Cares Foundation, which focuses on combating bullying and addressing mental health.
That's great.
Just thought that was great. Strengths.
He's really strong. Will start a fire in the bathroom.
Rare football awareness, impressive pocket mobility, and feel for negotiating the rush to evade defenders in confined spaces. Displays unique ability to quickly set his base and find balance from any platform. Passes come buzzing out of his ear with high RPMs, but he can also adjust his arm angles with ease. Able to create torque on his throws while flat-footed, delivers with both touch and accuracy, regardless if he's making a layered throw or a drive throw. Uses the entire field, doesn't lean on specific zones. Comfortable delivering the ball before receivers enter their break. Eyes always up and in pass-first mode when scrambling. At his best with receivers who know how to get open on scramble drills. His teammates call it baller mode. Didn't throw an interception on third or fourth down.
That's insane.
At USC in 199 pass attempts. Reads pressures well pre-snap, knows how to locate his hot reads. Dynamic with zone read and RPO game. Well-built athlete, runs with toughness and balance as a ball carrier. Grew up playing running back and linebacker and never lost that mentality with the ball in his hands. Emotional competitor, exhibits field general leadership qualities on tape.
Weaknesses. On tape!
Weaknesses.
That sarcastic Star Trek fan. You must be a devil with the ladies.
Holds the ball loose from his body. Ball security, a major concern in the pocket and as a ball carrier. 16 of his 33 career fumbles came in 2023. Guilty of bypassing singles and doubles as he searches for home runs. Asks too much of his offensive line. 240 of his dropbacks the last two seasons lasted 4-plus seconds. Can get stuck on reads too long. Eyes need to be more efficient and manipulative. Pressure will speed up his process and lead to negative results. Partially responsible for being sacked 84 times over the last 3 years. Hastily abandons his passing mechanics. Occasionally leaves clean pockets in favor of creation mode. NFL scouts say it'll be important for Caleb to leave no doubt during the interview process that he is all in on football. Which I believe he did. In summary, Caleb Williams needs to be more consistent working on schedule from the pocket. But you live with the hiccups because the positives are special. With his dynamic passing skills and instinctive ability to create. Though stylistically, he is like a really impressive karaoke-style version of Patrick Mahomes, he is truly unique as a playmaker. The grade is first round, number one overall, four. The number one overall pick that was made last night by the Chicago Bears. Your new quarterback, Caleb Williams.
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So last night, I was driving to do the show over NBC Sports Chicago. Had a great time over there with Alex and Lance and my guy Ken Davis. We need to get Ken on the show soon. He's just got the pipes, man. And Glenn Morgan, who's our draft expert over there. And I drove Lakeshore Drive. And seeing, like, going past Soldier Field, I saw people lined up for the Bears draft party. And it was so interesting to see how far back people were lined up to get in. They were backed all the way up to the Waldron deck.
The Shane Waldron deck now.
Yeah, I guess it can be the Shane Waldron deck.
Bears.
And it's the Waldron deck until it's gone with the new stadium.
Uh-huh.
It's going to go there.
Pray for it.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Power.
Stay prayed up. It's very important. We learned that.
Take a stadium.
Yeah, apparently. But it was cool. It was cool to see people like that excited. And I was laughing. And I told the guys last night, I said, you guys remember what happened at the draft party with Mike Glennon, right? And they, you know, they started laughing about that. And then you realize that that's what happened to Kirk Cousins last night.
Pace did it again.
Ryan Pace did it again. Hey, Kirk, I know we signed you to this deal worth $180 million, but we drafted somebody at 8. But unfortunately, they didn't tell Kirk that.
Or the owner.
He just found out.
They didn't tell the owner. The owner walked over to the GM and was like, yeah, what are we doing?
What is this? I hear that right? I know I'm old, but did I hear right that we drafted a quarterback at 8?
Who took who with what now?
Instead of, I don't know, trading down to get more picks.
And then taking that guy if you wanted him so bad.
Correct.
Hey, he got paced.
We got our guy. We got our guy.
Well, they think they got their guy, and we got our guy.
We do. Before I want to read some reaction here just when we were talking about the past and what Ryan Poles said about the past. I just wanted to get to this because usually during Bears season, we get a lot of good stuff from our guy Stonecutter, who's also a bit of a Bears historian, and I do think shares a lot of the issues that I've tended to have. He says, I'm with you regarding the ability of letting go of the past. I'd be lying if there wasn't a part of me saying, here we go again. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried about the head coach because the beard doesn't make him any smarter or better at communicating. I'd be lying if I said this wasn't a little tainted and I'm not still holding my nose from the stench of that charlatan giving the city the monorail pitch less than 48 hours ago. But Odunze was sitting there. He fell to 9. I spent the next 5 minutes on Brad Biggs's Twitter slamming F5, waiting for the gut punch. Waiting for the trade down or Dallas Turner or another defensive back. And then they took him. It's not the specific player they drafted, even though I think he's a hell of a prospect. It's the process. The Bears drafted a quarterback and then said, we're going to draft a third weapon. A guy you can argue we don't even really need right now, but we're doing it because we know that maximizing this quarterback in the passing game is the single most consistent way to be competitive in the NFL. And then the GM got on stage and said the old ways are over. Unlike what's going on with Arturis Karnishevis, we didn't have to wait for his actions to match his words. We got the words after the action. We still need the results. There's a chance we won't get them. But for once, they got the process right, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to enjoy it.
Is that a little head nod to Florence and the Machine? The old ways are over.
The dog days are over.
I'm saying,
now.
But if you could put that
the
to
old
that
ways
tune.
Are over now. Yeah, I guess you could. Florence and the Machine.
We got to add them to this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.